My name is Linda Ballinger. I am 71 years old. Today is April 10th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Charlie Wood, who is my granddaughter. We are recording this interview in Santa Barbara, California. So, Charlie, what is your first memory?
I think one of my first memories might be, I was on the swing, and my dad would always push me on it. It was, like, in our garage. And I watched Rapunzel. When I was little, Rapunzel was my favorite, show. So I know there's this part where she's swinging on her hand, she goes, "Best day ever."
I'd always say that.
I don't remember if that was my first memory, but that was definitely one of my best memories.
That's a good one. In all the books you have read, which so far is your favorite character?
Hard. Oh, there's this book we read. It's called Ways to Make Sunshine. Oh. I would definitely recommend it. It's really good. A chapter book. Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorite people in there is this girl named Amanda. She's the friend of the main character.
Oh, why is she so special?
She's just really nice to her friend and she stands up for her.
Oh, I like that. That sounds like a good book. I know you love Harry Potter. Why do you think the Potter books are so important to young readers?
I think it is because it's entertaining, first of all.
Yes, definitely.
There's a lot of words in there that can help with more grammar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very adventurous and it can inspire you to do certain things.
Boy, that's for sure. So as we all live through COVID, what have you missed the most?
I think what I've missed the most is, all of the little celebrations we have, the fiesta. We have a lot of parties, but we can't do that anymore because of COVID.
I think Fiesta was hard for you guys to miss this year. Santa Barbara has the best Fiesta, especially the chalk drawings and everything.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah. Those are the best. What is your favorite motto or quote? I remember you and Samantha had t-shirts that had a good quote. What was that?
I have a different quote. Mm. It's my quote that I made up. I don't know if somebody else made it up too.
Mm-hmm.
But you're never too small to make big changes.
I think that's a very, very good quote. I think someone else did say that. I just can't recall who, but it's very important. Tell me about someone who inspires you.
Couple people, but one of them might be, this is hard.
It could be people close to you or even people that you've seen in the news or television.
There's this one girl, she's a skateboarder.
Mm-hmm.
She's one person that inspires me. Her name's Sky Brown, and she's doing crazy tricks on skateboards, and I think she's gone to the Olympics.
Wow.
And she wants to prove that girls can do anything.
I love that.
So, I like her.
I think girls can do anything. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. And the last question that I have for you is, do you have anything you would like to share with me? or tell me about for the interview? Had you ever heard of StoryCorps before?
No. I've not until you told me today.
Yeah, it's a very important project.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have anything to say.
Well, thank you very much for being my interviewee today. And I hope we get to do this again soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We recorded 5 minutes and 53. Are you finished?